Hey friends, I have not done an episode on birth control in a long time, and I think that it's time to talk about birth control and talk about why birth control doesn't fix your hormones and what you need to do instead. So that is what I'm going to go into today. And if you want to circle back to some episodes that I've done before on birth control and you're newer to the podcast, welcome. So glad you're here. And episodes 14 and 16 are episodes that I did with Dr. Heather Rhodes on how to essentially understand the effects of birth control in your body and how to come off of birth control if that's something you desire. And today I'm really going to talk more about some of the effects of birth control on your body and your mental health and some of the studies that have been done on that and help you understand if and when you are ready to come off of birth control. What to do and what to do instead. If you're considering birth control for hormone symptoms that you're having right now, then this is going to be helpful in your decision making. And this would be a really great episode to share with some teenagers that you know, or some girls in their 20s who are wondering what to do about birth control. This would be such helpful information that I wish I had when I was in that stage of life. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. I'm Lisha Drew, is registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones. And I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. I think it's becoming a lot more well known that birth control doesn't actually fix your hormones. And as much as that is the truth, I still hear women talking about, like, I'm just probably going to get on birth control to see if that balances my hormones for a while. And that is one of the biggest myths in the literal world, I would say. I'm sure there's other ones, but when I think about, you know, women thinking that birth control is going to balance their hormones, I just want you to have a basic understanding of how hormones work, which is what I'm going to get into. And first, I just wanted to share a quote with you from a book by Dr. Sarah Hill called Your Brain on Birth Control. Highly recommend. I find it to be a very interesting book, and I will be sharing some studies that were cited within that book throughout this podcast episode. But the quote that I want to share first is that changing women's hormones changes women. I feel like that's a mic drop moment right there, right? And you are a different person on the birth control pill than you are off of the pill. And there are many reasons for that, and I'm going to really go into as many of those as I can. But the quick version and the overview is that the pill has been researched and studied to have a hand in women's mate preferences, like who you choose to spend the rest of your life with, a sensitivity to smells, functioning of our stress response, neurotransmitters, persistence in difficult tasks, our ability to learn and remember, and our sex drive. That's a lot. That is a lot of things for the birth control pill to affect and change. And when some of us have been on the birth control pill, essentially since we like knew who we are at 15, 18 years old, and then on and off of it throughout all of our fertile years, that is crazy to think about how much it could be affecting literally who we are as a person. So that I feel like is just mind-blowing in and of itself. But let's start with a basic understanding of how birth control works on a physiological level, what it's supposed to be doing, and then we'll move into some of the effects that are not so widely known and how that works in your body. And we'll wrap up with what should you do instead if birth control doesn't seem like the right choice for you after having this information. So birth control, I'm going to kind of generalize. There are multiple forms of birth control. The birth control pill is by far the most common, and that contains either just a synthetic form of progesterone called progestin or a synthetic form of estrogen and progesterone, and that is called ethinyl estradiol. And so you're going to have a synthetic form of either just progesterone or estrogen and progesterone in the pill, and you'll take that orally every day. In an IUD or in an IUD, it's going to have those same hormones, and it is going to be secreted just into your uterus. So it's a little bit more of a localized dose of the hormones. Or if you're doing something like the patch or the shot or the implant, those are going to contain the same hormones and they're going to be released into your body slowly over time. But what those hormones are meant to do, there's three ways that birth control typically works. Number one is that it will delay ovulation for as many cycles as you're taking it, essentially. So it will prevent ovulation by keeping your body at a low level of estrogen and progesterone and keeping your body from having the signaling from your brain to your ovaries with your HPG axis, your hypothalamus pituitary gonadal axis. It's going to stop that signaling so that your body doesn't rise estrogen in your follicular phase to trigger ovulation. So that is the first mechanism of action. It just keeps your body at a very low level of those hormones. And that is why so much of the time the doctors will say like, oh, this is just a low dose birth control. Yeah, it's a low dose of these hormones, but the low dose of those hormones actually stops your brain from signaling to your ovaries to ovulate. And that can be problematic in so many ways over time. And, you know, when you're not ovulating, you're not going to get pregnant if you're truly not ovulating. Now, sometimes that mechanism of action doesn't work, so there are two backup methods. The second mechanism of action is that it's going to thicken your cervical mucus, which would make it harder for sperm to get through into your uterus in the first place and be able to fertilize an egg if you happened to accidentally ovulate and you had kind of like a breakthrough ovulation. So that's mechanism two. And then mechanism three is that it will essentially thin the uterine lining, not allow it to get thick and ready for an egg to implant. So if you happened to actually still ovulate and then some sperm got through that thickened cervical fluid and you had a fertilized egg, it would not implant in the uterine wall, or it shouldn't implant. Now, we know that the rate of efficacy for birth control pills is very high, typically in the high 90s, 98-99% with perfect use. And so those methods don't fail very often, but then there are people who will tell you, like, I was pregnant. Every time I got pregnant, I was on birth control and I was using it right. So they obviously can fail, but what we're not always thinking about when we just understand, like, okay, this is how birth control works, is what other effects is it having on my body? And like, what downsides are there of turning off this hormone system? So now that you've heard this, you see why I'm saying birth control doesn't balance your hormones. It just gives you essentially menopausal levels of those hormones throughout your fertile years, which in my opinion is a problem in and of itself, because during your fertile years, you want to be radiant and fertile and thriving. And none of us want to be in, you know, artificial menopause earlier than we need to be. So that's just my own, you know, side note and opinion. But some of the other things that birth control does that we don't necessarily realize is that birth control hormones, the synthetic estrogen and progesterone, actually affects that HPG axis, the hypothalamus in your brain, to the pituitary gland in your brain, to the gonads. This is very similar to the HPA axis, which affects your stress hormones and adrenals. And it's very much a like sister system to that HPA axis. But when you have that artificial low level of hormones, it's going to tell that system not to be signaling, which can also lead to changes in neural signaling. So your neurotransmitters, it can cause changes in the limbic system, which is your stress system. It can cause changes in mood regulation, including increased depression and anxiety. And it can also actually affect your cognitive abilities like memory and attention too. And in fact, a study done in 2022 found that participants who used oral contraceptives experienced more anger, fear, and disgust than those who did not. Now, they do have a caveat that we can't, you know, say that birth control was the only thing that caused that. And of course we can't. But this is something that I think a lot of us can relate to who have been on birth control, that truly we don't feel ourselves, and that a lot of times it can lead to changes in our emotional, mental capacity and abilities. And that is not something that a lot of us are interested in, you know, in our, especially in our fertile years and our years of having babies and wanting to really show up as our best. And even when you are focused on your career and not necessarily having babies ever or yet, that is something that we want to be on top of our game as well. And so if birth control is causing us to not be, then I think that's really important to at least understand. Now, some of the other physical effects are birth control does affect the gut. In fact, it can affect your gut bacteria in I would consider a negative way, because it can cause different levels of your good and bad bacteria. It can cause your bacteria to essentially become imbalanced because of some of the effects of estrogen, and some of the birth controls also contain iron, which can feed pathogens in the gut. And another way that it can affect your gut is that birth control affects your liver, and birth control can affect your liver by essentially just overburdening with the daily dosage of these hormones that your liver has to find a way to do something with. And when your liver is potentially already under stress from other toxins or medications, from a stressful lifestyle, from blood sugar imbalance, all of these things that we know can be so related to hormone balance, when this is already happening, the daily dose of birth control can really cause more of a sluggish liver. It can cause even fatty liver type symptoms. And over time, this can also affect your blood sugar balance and your stress levels in your body. And so really doing a birth control pill dosage long term is not something that is going to impact your detoxification organs well, especially your gut and your liver. So sometimes women will have more symptoms after they come off the birth control pill, or just notice that some of those same familiar symptoms that they had before they started birth control came back. And it's because they were never addressed in the first place. And then your detox organs may have not been well supported while you were on birth control, or essentially were getting, you know, an extra level of a burden. And this can really cause those symptoms to continue. And they just have essentially had a Band-Aid on them for however many years. And when we just put a Band-Aid on something and cover it up and, you know, push it under the rug and hope it'll get better on its own, how much of the time does that actually happen? In my experience, basically none. So the gut and the liver are definitely affected by birth control. The adrenal glands are also affected by birth control, because birth control is essentially shutting off that HPG axis that I've talked about. And the HPA axis and the HPG axis are so closely interconnected that the adrenal glands and stress hormones are going to be affected by birth control as well. And I mentioned that some birth control pills have iron in them as well as estrogen. And so when your body is getting that on a regular basis and maybe not able to remove it well from the body is going to protect you by storing those things in the cell and trying to essentially dilute the effects of those. And sometimes that can cause weight gain, because iron and estrogen can both have kind of a cyclical effect of being stored in the cell, and then those cells produce more fat. And when you produce more fat, you produce more estrogen. And so it just kind of continues that cycle over time. And then I've already mentioned multiple effects of the brain from birth control, and they can be those, you know, top of the line effects to neurotransmitters and things like that. But then once your gut and your liver and your adrenals are affected, that is going to affect your brain, because it affects your energy levels, it affects your libido, it affects your mood. And so there's just like a kind of a chronic cycle that can happen when we're looking at long-term birth control use. Now, with that being said, what do we do instead if we've been told that birth control is your only option for preventing pregnancy or for balancing hormones? Well, if you're using birth control to prevent pregnancy and you have a partner who is willing to learn with you, then I have found that there are very good studies that show incredible accuracy using the fertility awareness method. And I will point you to a book to get started. It's a deep dive, but it's called Taking Charge of Your Fertility. You can also learn from an FAM fertility awareness method practitioner. There are plenty of courses out there. I teach a quick version of how to track your fertility in Nourish Your Hormones as well. And there's really just so much power in understanding your cycle, understanding your fertile window, and taking precautions during that time versus just feeling like you are out of control and you have to rely on a pill to help you with your goals of keeping your family a certain size or waiting a certain amount of time or any of those things. And I just think that being able to track your cycle really well and understanding your fertile window is actually so much more simple than a lot of doctors will tell you. And women are capable of doing that. I fully believe that. And it's not as hard as you might think it would be. And then the other side of the coin of this question is, what do you do if your hormones are imbalanced and you have painful periods, you have hormonal acne that you're worried about coming off of birth control, you have a lot of PMS, you feel like maybe your birth control is actually helping you with your mood, but you know that maybe it's not best case scenario to keep taking it long term, or if you are questioning whether you should start taking it. Well, when you learn to balance your hormones naturally, when you learn to nourish your body well so that your body has the ingredients it needs to make hormones well, to make the appropriate amounts of estrogen and progesterone throughout your cycle, and you have the steps and the tools you need to be able to detoxify hormones well, your body has the ingredients for that, it is truly incredible what can happen for you. And that is what I teach you step by step in Nourish Your Hormones. That is step one and step two in Nourish Your Hormones. And then we walk into step three, where we learn how to minimize stressors and to make your body more resilient to stress. And those three steps alone literally can change your hormones within a couple of weeks to months. You can see changes in your energy really quickly. We start to see improvements in cycles within a couple of cycles because the system works when you just look at the way your body is created as a whole and the way your body works as a whole. And it's not too hard, even if you have a busy life, to be able to support your body well. And that doesn't mean that there's no challenges, but it's truly so worth it to be able to understand your body and support it in such a simple way. So I just want to encourage you with this episode that you have options other than birth control. You can take small steps to start to nourish your body well, to balance your blood sugar, and just to slowly but surely move forward. Whether you're on birth control now and you want to get off of it in the future or really soon, it is possible to have those balanced hormones and stable moods and to find out who you are as a person without your brain being on birth control. So I just want to encourage you that you can do this, and I'm here to help. I'd love to see you inside of Nourish Your Hormones. I'd love to see you inside of the Restored mini course if you want to start with blood sugar balance. And if you do want to start with blood sugar balance, to celebrate the brand new updated podcast version of the course, you can leave a rating or review on the show. Either one is totally fine. And just send me a screenshot. Either email us at hello@leishadrews.com or DM me at @leishadrews on Instagram, and you will get a code for $20 off. So you get into the Restored mini course for just $17, and you will have it delivered directly to the podcast app of your choice. So you never lose it. It's right there for you. You can listen to it while you're doing all the things just like you are right now, because I want you to have a place to get started. I want to encourage you, love on you, and help you have those happy hormones without having to rely on birth control if that's not a choice that you want to make. Any information shared on this podcast is solely for educational purposes, is not to be taken as medical advice or to be used as a diagnosis or a treatment plan for any medical condition. I'm sharing my educated opinions and experience, but nothing shared here can be taken on a one-size-fits-all basis. We always recommend that you do your own research, talk to your own doctors, and take full informed responsibility for any health and medical choices that you make. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.